Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 207. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We're here and in your ear.
And sitting on my rear.
So let's all cheer.
All right. Are we almost starting? Are we getting near?
Yeah. First, I got to get a beer.
All right. Well, let's make it clear that we're about to start right here.
Oh, dear. So I got to say, I'm a little giddy. I'm a little happy, a little bit of all of this, because we're just 2 days away from our vacation, Brody.
Well, we're one day, because we go on vacation as of 10 a.m. on Friday morning. So
right.
Well, you got to think smaller.
Saturday morning is when I leave.
Not about you. I'm starting vacation at 9:50 when we go to commercial. Boom. I'm on vacation.
Sometimes I feel like you're on vacation before that, though. You know, there's that little lull in the last hour of the show. I got to ask, because we've talked about this behind your back.
That's nice.
Were you ever listening on hold? Because, you know, the setup is we're all in the studio, and a lot of times Brody is not, and he's home, and he's listening on a Bluetooth. So we've asked ourselves or wondered, have you ever fallen asleep accidentally? Be honest.
No.
You've never once during this entire 2.5 years that we've been doing it this way.
I have the TV on. I've got usually dogs bothering me. I watch TV in the background, so I have something to look at.
But while you're on hold, where are you? Are you laying down? Are you laying horizontal?
I'm in the den. I'm sitting on a couch. I'm answering text messages. I'm watching television. I'm writing jokes.
So you're active.
Yeah. When people text in that there's a problem with the New Haven station, I interact with them and I forward it on to the New Haven people and our tech team. I'm constantly working.
I'm not trying to point the accusatory finger. It crossed my mind. I'm like, because I was trying to put myself in your shoes. If it was me and I had the Plantronics in my ear or some kind of a Bluetooth, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to make myself comfortable. I'm going to lay down and do this because no one sees me.
All right, let me think back. Okay, so I will say to you sometime maybe in the summer or early fall of 2020.
Yeah.
I might have fallen asleep. I might have taken like a knowing, because there's a couple of breaks where like we play the phone tap. So we go into a commercial break, a song, the phone tap.
Back to commercials,
something like that.
It's like a long,
there's like
18,
there's like 20 minutes roughly where we're not on the air. I might have snoozed once.
You might have.
I might have been so out of it
that you might have taken a power nap.
It was probably a Monday because my sleep time is screwed up during the weekend. Yeah. And then so Sunday night, I can't fall asleep. So Monday for me is drag ass. So there may have been a time where I put the phone on my chest with the alarm.
That's what I'm saying.
But that was it. The one time I did it, I woke up in a panic because when the alarm went, I was like, I was like praying it wasn't like 11, 12 o'clock at night. Like, you know, cause I was that tired, but no, I don't sleep during the show ever. I'll tell you what I have done on occasion, not on purpose, is I've overslept the first few minutes of the show.
Right.
Because there's nothing going on for me in the first, except when someone texts in like the first 5 minutes, hey, my station's off the air. And if I don't see that for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Then you might wonder, like, why is Brody getting back to them about that? But that hasn't happened very often. But a couple of times I was walking the dogs early in the morning and they took longer than the show started. So I've missed the first few minutes of the show, but I've got the earpiece in. So even if I'm out in front of the computer, I'm still listening. So
no
falling asleep, except the one time I absolutely did.
Yeah, it must be nice.
Well, you want to fall asleep?
No, I haven't had one day off during this 2.5 years. Not one. I've had a day off. I haven't. What I'm saying, aside from what we're allotted, I haven't not showed up for work. I've been in that studio every single day during the pandemic.
You are the not. We've established you're not the safest person medically, health wise.
What are you talking about? I'm one of the healthiest.
No. Safest. Oh. Safest. Oh. As far as like avoiding, you know. When COVID was at its height.
I stage dive into that shit.
Yeah. So I tend to be more precautious, a little more safe. But you aren't, and you haven't gotten sick once, and I'm amazed by that. You've managed to... Like I had the flu a couple times that I missed. I had a power outage in my house where I missed a day. I had no furnace.
Well, knock on wood, I don't want to start now, and certainly not while I'm going on vacation, okay? Can we...
Well, you're not going to get sick by Saturday morning.
I want to put that into the ether.
I'd like you to come home healthy. I'm rooting for
that'd
you.
That'd be great, too.
Take a second? Let's talk about where you're going, because I am planning a vacation possibly this week, but does not live up to the level of yours. So should I go? Let me go second. See if I can top where you're going. Where are you going?
So on Saturday, I'm headed to Costa Rica.
Not a town, right? That's a country.
That's a country, yeah.
Right. I just want to make that clear, but that's not like a town in California you didn't hear about.
Yeah. We got these villas at the Marriott. Not a sponsor, by the way, Marriott.
Villa?
Villas, yeah. The Marriott.
Villa, like it's Bob Villa, Bob this Villa. Old house.
No, we're staying at the Marriott, and we're hanging out, and we're just exploring black sand beaches. Now, it's a big surf.
Well, we have black sand beaches in Coney Island, Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's a different kind of black sand, though.
I'm talking about
the sand that actually is naturally black.
Not
sand that's black because of the dirt and the pollution.
And the mufflers laying there and the car parts and the condoms.
Syringes, yeah.
The syringes, yeah.
So I will say that I'm excited to go. I don't know if we're going to be doing the ATV thing like I did last time where we went off-roading. Which you still
allegedly
you don't believe
you went off-roading.
Well, you didn't believe that I did that last time.
No, because there's no pictures of you doing it. There's only pictures of you sitting in the ATV.
Well, dude, you got to hold on for dear life, dude. When you're going fast like that, you need to hold on and grip. There's no time for fucking face.
What were you holding on and gripping to?
The handlebars, dude, of the ATVs.
Okay.
Dude, there's no time for selfies. What do you think this is?
So I just thought maybe they had like, you know, you could rent a camera or GoPro. You didn't bring a GoPro?
Our tour guide said, all right, when we get to the bridge, it's a nice lookout point. So we're going to all sit here and then we'll all line up the ATVs and you hold your helmets. And I took those pictures and you saw them. Listen, and I went swimming in the black sand beach. It was beautiful, but I will not surf. It's a big surfing area, too. So whatever. So we're doing that for first half, and then I'm gonna take a flight on Wednesday to go to Cartagena, Colombia. Now I was told this morning on the radio that I was pronouncing it wrong. I said Cartagena, which is another beach town, but it's not Cartagena. It's Cartagena, allegedly. So I'm going to Cartagena, and it's like my buddy's big birthday, and there's like 15 of us going, and. It's going to be a shit show because these guys all have different wants and needs. These guys like smoke cigars and like drink like single malt scotch and whiskeys and bourbons and reminisce about the good old days. And then there's other groups of people that want to go out. Other people want to go. Some people want to go to a restaurant and eat. Other people want to go to the beach. Some want to go to the pool. Brody, I don't know what to. And then some want a chef.
What's the currency?
It is the Costa Rican. It's the CRC. I forgot the name of it. I forgot.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Colombia. I'm sorry. Well, Colombia's another one. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you going to Colombia too.
Yeah, so you have two different exchanges. Anyway, so that's going to be my vacation, and I'm going to literally take it right up to the Sunday night when we before we have to come back to work.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
So what are you doing?
Well, I am possibly jumping in my car.
Yeah.
And driving.
Uh-huh.
To New Haven, Connecticut, where the currency is the dollar. By the way, I believe it's pronounced New Haven. I used to think it was New Haven, but it's New Haven.
Right.
And I may be going on a tour, a self-guided tour.
Okay.
Of the pizza in the third best pizza city in America.
Shut up.
I'm very excited about that.
Wait a second.
What do they call that? A bar tour?
What do you mean the third best? I mean, listen, well, I know New York's number one.
New York, Chicago, New Haven.
Okay, can I say something?
It's better than Chicago. I said Chicago, I love the deep dish, even though it's not really pizza.
I think you're going to come back and it's going to be in second place. I do.
All right, maybe. All right. Well, all right.
I'm just
all right, maybe.
I'm telling you.
I got it all mapped out. I know the five or six places.
So what are the spots you're going? Because we have a lot of listeners in the New Haven area.
Well, I'm definitely got to do Frank Pepe's, right?
Yeah, I've been there. That's a great spot.
Got to do the Pepster.
Yep.
I'm going to do, now forget about I know the name. It's not Stacy's. I'm going to probably do Sally's a Pizza.
Sally's a Peas, right?
Yep. That's a Pea, yep. Modern.
Modern. Those are the, you hit the three right there. What else you got?
Right.
That's the trifecta.
I may do Zanelli. The pictures look fantastic and the reviews on Yelp are 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5. Can't go any higher than that. And Zapardi's.
Zapardi's.
And then I got...
It's a party.
Right. And then I got some hotel reservations, and then I was from people, and I was told, let's see, I got to go to Modern. I got to go to Luigi, Cheese Panini, Lenny's Indian Head Seafood,
yeah,
and Archie Moore's Buffalo Chicken Nachos. That's from H.J. Strawberry.
Okay. Before you get to those...
Yeah.
After the pizza, you got to go to Louis Lunch to where the birthplace of the hamburger was. The hamburger was arguably born at Louis Lunch in New Haven, Connecticut. They have these cast iron vertical hamburger makers from the 1800s, the original iron fucking things. And they're vertical and like a toaster, like a pop-up toaster oven. They're hard to explain because you've never seen anything like it and they don't make them anymore. Apparently, there's like two or three of them they have left and they're the originals. And if you Google it, you know, the slices, you could Google along Louis Lunch hamburger iron. You could see them. They are legendary. And apparently this is a place where you abso-fucking-lutely need to visit for your burger. Although I'm hearing controversially, they don't have ketchup.
That's a problem for me.
You may want to BYO on the ketchup, bring the Heinz. Yeah. And you do a little squirt. But you've got to go to Louis
Lunch.
I'll
do the squirt when I get back to the hotel room. I'm not going to do it in the restaurant. That's wrong. Hey, I got to call out some bad etiquette right now. I feel very awkward because I went on Twitter and I said, hey, I'm going to at Sally's a pizza.
Yeah.
And I may do a pizza tour, recommend places that I could stay that are pet friendly. So I want to bring either a couple of dogs, one dog, two dogs. I haven't decided yet. I want to bring a dog.
Right. Oh.
So.
All right.
Yeah, well, because I can't bring all of them, but I might want to bring the one I'm watching for my daughter, my daughter's dog. I may bring him with me.
Okay.
Can't bring the other two because my family would freak out.
Right.
So I tweeted, I said, now, I didn't find a Twitter account for Pepe's. I don't need it that badly, but whatever.
Just know that, you know, what Pat's and Gino's and Lou Malnati and Jim's is to Philly for steak, cheesesteak.
No, I get it.
That's your 1-2-3 punch right there is your Sally's, your Modern, and your Frank Pepe.
Here's the problem, and I want to thank the people that responded, but you guys have to learn the difference between reply and reply all on Twitter. So I tweeted, at Sally's, going up to New Haven, looking for recommendations for a hotel. Thought maybe Sally's would get back to me because they've tweeted me in the past, right? Like, oh, we should go here, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So people are coming back with great suggestions, but I want to call out Rich Sports Talk, who tweeted me and Sally's, hey, you need to go to Pepe's and Bar. Don't tweet at Sally's about the other places you want to go.
The competition?
And then Amy Jo Fitzgerald Amy, but thank you, Misfits. Eight, thank you. But she tweeted back, best choice for New Haven pizza, Ernie's Pizza, is good too. So she said Sally's is the great, but she said Ernie's is good too. So
I just
she's
wanna,
okay.
I just want to know.
She's okay because she said Sally's is the best.
Who's that now, Misfits? I want to know. I want to know what fits.
Not you. I apologize, Amy Jo Fitz. By the way, that is by the way, Amy Jo Fitzgerald. That's a fantastic name.
I love it.
Love that name. Anyway, Misfits. That's by the way, that's Misfits, like the Misfits.
Oh,
but with a Z.
I thought it was M-I-S-S, and
no,
then
it's
like Miss.
It's Misfits, but it's Misfits.
Oh, okay,
it's clever.
So we both have two very different vacations coming up.
Yeah, and then I'm going to drive home. I got that going for me, but I don't need any testing. I don't need any proof of anything. I just drive home. See what I mean?
Yeah. Well, if you're fully vaccinated, you could go into Colombia.
I'm boosted and vaxxed. I go to New Haven.
Go to New Haven. Oh, okay. Well, I can get into Costa Rica and Colombia without a PCR or a COVID test for as long as I'm fully vaxxed, which I am.
Oh.
Home is another story because when you board a flight to anywhere internationally coming back to the United States, you need a PCR or an antigen test within 24 hours, within 24 hours of travel.
Oh, that seems healthy for America when you come back.
I know, it's a pain in my balls. All right.
You know what? Before we do anything, because I know I know what you're ready to do.
Yeah.
I just want to say we have some good news. Can we share the good news real quick while the dogs are barking at the window?
Yeah, go for it.
We are running a special on all of the merchandise at the Brooklyn Boys store.
Oh, that's right. This is top line info. We should have just led with this. Boom.
I know. But we were excited about the vacations. I'm so excited. I'm going to say it first. Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com where the entire store.
Everything.
Everything in store is 15% off.
Right. It's like an early spring cleaning.
Yeah.
So 15% off each purchase, like everything you buy, not like
whatever
something,
it is,
everything.
The entire thing.
Your total order, 15% off.
But you got to use a promo code.
We got to clear off the remaining racks.
And you got to use a promo code.
Because sometime before the summer, if we sell all the stuff on the racks that's left over from the winter.
You might have a set of racks. In the form of bikinis.
Yeah. So 15% off. And the code, oh my God, the code that Matt hooked us up with, the code is FUABE77. So what more can you ask for?
Use promo code.
Abe's, gets you 15% off.
That fucking asshole. And he's going to come up again in conversation in a couple of minutes.
Yes, he is.
So use code FUABE77 at checkout. Okay, please.
Thank you.
Please, right. let's get some merch. Let's get moving on the merch, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Tank tops. The weather's getting warmer.
You got it.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Is it time for free shit for us? Or maybe in a little bit. Well,
I think we should
simmer on it. Okay, now the big reveal from last week. Remember I told you that I got my girlfriend a very controversial gift?
Yeah, and you talked about it very briefly on the air, and then we got confused text messages. Most everyone supported you. I'm not sure how I feel about it. So what did you get her?
So I basically decided I'm getting my girlfriend a vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Now, some would say that's not a sexy gift. In fact, I couldn't think of anything less sexy than a vacuum cleaner. And it's too practical. And what does a vacuum cleaner scream? It screams,
go clean.
Hey, bitch, do the chores. Which is absolutely uncalled for. And, I'm just telling you that's what a message that some people think that it says.
Right.
Okay. However, okay, you have to take a step back and understand who my girlfriend is. And what she loves. First of all, my girlfriend is a neat freak. She loves cleaning. Every time I'm calling her on a Friday, Saturday, she's always got the vacuum running. At least I think it's the vacuum. And she's cleaning her house. And she's got a regular vacuum, whatever. I decided to now feed into one of her favorite hobbies, which is cleaning the house, and buy her a fucking Dyson vacuum. Because a Dyson isn't just a vacuum. It is the Porsche of vacuums. It is sexy. It is, as the day is long, it's fun. It makes people who normally wouldn't want a vacuum want a vacuum. It's a really cool product. They make several models. You guys have heard of them before. So I said, hey, Home Shopping Network, as I'm watching you late night on a Saturday night doing nothing.
You Home Shopping Networked a gift for her?
Well, it came on the screen. I'm like, that's what I got to get her for Valentine's Day. She would love it. So I fucking called them old school. I mean, I haven't done this ever. I never called anything, even in the 80s and 90s. I've never called the Home Shopping Network. And I called the Home Shopping Network and I bought her a Dyson. And you know what? She was smiling from ear to ear. She loved it. However, I took a lot of shit for buying her that.
Well, what did you get her last year? You got a washer and dryer, didn't you?
No.
A mop? You got her one of those Swiffers?
We've been together. So I hook her up with jewelry here and there. We'll do accessories.
Jewelry.
Nope,
jewelry. Two syllables, jewelry. It's not jewelry.
Either way, it's three.
You could say it's jewelry.
Jewelry.
Or you could say jewelry. Jewelry.
Right.
You can't say jewelry.
Jewelry.
Although they should have made it like what the jeweler makes. I get it. But it's not spelled that way. Jewel.
They're all Jewish anyway, in the city. So it's jewelry.
That is correct. Well, you're talking about the Diamond District in Manhattan.
The Diamond District in Manhattan. Yes, they're all Jewish.
The Hasidim, usually. So
that's
mostly.
Why I say it could be jewelry. But whatever. I don't know.
So I don't know if they still do it because they probably have security now. But there was a time, I don't know, I remember walking through the Diamond District when I was looking to buy an engagement ring.
Right.
For my girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And the Hasidim.
Yep.
And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to spell it, but it's Hasidim. They're the very religious sect of Judaism that wears the black coats and the big hats and the beard. And right. They would walk around with briefcases like handcuffed to themselves.
Wow.
Because they had jewelry in them or money, cash.
Wow.
Right. So, and they would walk alone and they stopped because a couple of them got jumped and you'd go from your one business to another. They like the buyers would go to the stores, the store owners would go to the bank and they'd be walking around with briefcases like handcuffed, like you see in the movies.
Wow.
But then I think like, you know, really bad people, they just cut your hand off.
Yeah.
Like they don't mess around.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so you can't like run by and grab it and run because it's attached to them.
Yeah. So I got her jewelry and I've moved in the past. Jewelry. Whatever. And this time around I also slipped her an accessory, a little wallet. I got her a nice from a designer handbag store. I got her a really really nice little wallet. Big wallet, actually.
And a little money in it? A little money like grandma would put in?
No, but then I got her flowers, and then we went out to dinner. I took her out for a steak dinner.
What did the lovely missus get you for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my God. She got me a beautiful, a couple of beautiful sweaters. I didn't know merino wool cost that much.
Merino what?
Wool.
Oh, nice sweaters. Yeah,
a couple of those.
Okay.
A couple other things, too. I don't know. Whatever.
Something you can't talk about on the podcast?
No. Again. You know, you have to understand my birthday is right next to Valentine's Day. So
right.
So I also.
But you don't eat on your birthday.
She got me a beautiful pair of suede shoes for my birthday.
Are they blue?
No, they're black, actually.
It doesn't work then.
But they're my favorite. They're slip-ons. I've gotten so lazy lately with shoes, shoelaces, and laceless shoes.
I
got to be honest.
I don't think anyone in my life, since I'm a kid, as an adult, and I would really just say to my wife, I don't think my wife or my kids ever bought me shoes.
Really?
Ever.
Huh.
Like my wife, when we were dating, she would always buy me clothes she wanted to see me in. Right? Like she'd like pick out sweaters she thought I would look good in, or a jacket, or a blazer, you know, or she'd say, hey, like this, I saw some jeans you'd like. She would tell me about shoes, but she would never, because shoes are personal. You have to fit in them. You have to find them comfortable. Like if you're, you know what I mean? Like shoes, you buy somebody shoes and they're not comfortable. You're stuck. You got to take them back. They're very iffy. No, I've never had shoes bought for me.
Right.
That's interesting. And they fit. They were comfortable. You liked them?
Yeah, they're great. I'm telling you.
All right. Be honest with me. What did you get you didn't like?
Nothing. No, nothing.
She doesn't listen every day. She doesn't listen every day.
No.
I'm your boy. You tell me. What'd you get? Is one of the sweaters kind of gross?
Not at all, dude. She has the best taste in clothes. She really does. Sometimes better than me.
Are they going to fit fourth quarter scary?
Well, that's where we're going to have a problem.
So how does she shop for you for your Valentine's Day?
She always buys
first quarter scary.
She always buys second quarter scary stuff.
Smart girl.
Yeah, I know. But fourth quarter, these sweaters will be back around again, and I'll be like, uh-oh.
See, that's the problem. See, like, okay, so when your friend has a baby, right, and you buy a gift, you always buy them plates. I don't know what that's about. But when you buy clothing for a baby, you have to time out the seasons. So if you're going to buy them 6 month clothing, you have to figure out in 6 months, what will the weather be? Right?
Yeah.
So if right now, what are we looking at? February? If I'm going to buy a baby gift and say, oh, hey, Mike, here's your baby gift. Everyone's going to buy them newborn. I got you something for August. I got to think about it's going to start to get a little bit chilly end of August, September. Babies wear for 3 months, usually 2-3 months. So I'm going to get something with sleeves. I'm thinking ahead. So sweaters, second quarter scary sweaters, you're not going to wear those by the middle of March, right? She's got to get you third quarter leaning into fourth quarter sweaters. No? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
like, you're going to be not fitting in them. Like you're going to be looking great in them in July. But you come third quarter scary, Halloween candy time.
Oh, forget it.
You're not fitting in those sweaters. That's some poor planning on her part. I mean, I love the girl, but she got you second quarter scary sweaters. Oosh.
Yeah.
That's like buying you fourth quarter scary bathing suits unless you're going on vacation.
Well, fourth quarter scary bathing suits are hard to come by. Yeah, that's tough because they're all built for second quarter scary because the summer falls in the second quarter.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's always been a problem.
So what bathing suits are you going to wear? Swimming?
Now I'm good. Now I'm back.
But you're going on vacation though.
I'm good. I'm down 30 pounds, man. I'm ready.
You have first quarter scary bathing suits ready to go.
First and second quarter scary bathing suits ready to rock. They are, yes. It's just a matter of which ones.
So if you go on vacation, so we don't go on vacation from September to December.
Right.
Right. We don't have any vacations.
But if I do something in the middle of November, just randomly for a weekend in a hot weather location, I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
For shorts and everything. Shorts.
Yeah, you gotta go somewhere cold. Like you gotta go to Greenland. Greenland. You know what I mean? You gotta go to Norway. You have to bundle up.
By the way, did you ever notice
But then you won't have sweaters.
Greenland what? Versus Iceland. It's crazy because
they did that for tourism purposes.
They wanted Iceland sounds like the lesser desirable spot. Greenland sounds very desirable.
But Greenland's not. There's like 18 people living there.
Greenland is awful, and Iceland is the place where you want to go.
Well, okay, apologies to the two people who are from Greenland who are listening to the podcast.
I don't think we have any Greenland listeners.
Yeah, listen, you don't know. We don't know any Greenlandians.
Are they Greenlanders or Greenlandians?
Icelandians.
Icelandic. Right. Are they part
Icelandic?
Of
Icelandic? So are they Greenlandic?
Are they part of the UK, the Greenlanders?
No, they're part of the Netherlands, I believe.
Greenland. I wonder if anyone's from Greenland. What is their background?
Well, there are people from...
What are the ethnicities over there?
Greenlandians.
Like, yeah, but what do people identify... Like, what are people's religions and ethnicities? And do they speak English over there? What's the language?
Well, I guess there's people who speak English, but they probably speak, Danish.
I'd like to know what the hell is going on in Greenland, now that
let's see. Greenland is the world's largest island and one of the three constituent countries that form the Kingdom of Denmark.
It's part of Denmark.
Yeah, which I said, right? Netherlands, I said Denmark?
Yeah, but it's isolated from Denmark. It's not quite Denmark.
It's not isolated, it's greenulated.
It's granulated?
Well, Denmark is in Europe.
So I know it's European, but is it a country? It's part of Denmark. You just said it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know what goes on up there.
It forms the Kingdom of Denmark along with Denmark and the Faroe Islands.
Brody, why don't you reroute your vacation and go there?
The citizens of these countries are all Danish nationals.
Nice.
So there you go.
All right.
So they speak Danish. You speak Danish in the third and fourth quarter.
I do. I'll get into a box of Danish right now. I'll speak Danish. I'm Danish coming out of my mouth before you know it.
Instead of going to Pizza Land, I'll go to Greenland. Or Greenland.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right, interesting. All right.
I can't drive there. The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary. All right, I gotta tell you about some problems. And I know it's gonna be hard to believe. I had some problems calling some companies, and I want to stack some chips here. So I want to give a shout out to two people I spoke to. These are their real names, Scary. All right, I had to call a couple of financial institutions. Mm-hmm. I spoke to George Bullwinkle.
Wow.
George Bullwinkle.
How do you go through life with that name?
So he says to me, yeah, it's Bullwinkle. That's my real name. Never watch the show before you ask. So I said, you never watched the show? He goes, well, I watched it, but I don't watch it anymore because, people make fun of my name. So I did my Bullwinkle impression for him, and he appreciated that. But his name is George Bullwinkle.
Hey, Rocky, watch it.
Oh, gee, Rocky. Yeah.
Well, you blew a rabbit out of my hand.
And then later that day, I spoke to Benny Beaver.
Wait, another real name?
Yes. Real
name. Sure goes,
yes. He goes, I said, who am I speaking with? He said, Benny Beaver. And that, yes, he goes, that's my real name.
I feel like we're in an alternate reality.
We are not in an, no. So yeah, the George Boingle guy was kind of nerdy. And I tried making jokes with him and he just didn't get it.
Is he nerdy because of the name that he took on and then became nerdy because of it? Because it just sounds,
I don't know.
Or was it just fate?
Like, I don't know any sexy male. Because
Bullwinkle is a nerdy name. It's in
like itself. The guy who stars in the Amazon Prime show Reacher, which, by the way, I love that show. He's a muscular 6'5" mountain of a human being. Like, his real name is not Bullwinkle. It isn't. And if it was, he changed it. George Bullwinkle, that guy kept his name. He's definitely a George. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. It's my real name. Yeah.
Right.
So, but I did want to give a special shout out to Drew. I'm not going to mention the financial institution, but his name is Drew. And I was in the app. It's related to our medical benefits. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I needed to do something in the app, which apparently you can do on the website, but in the app, it's not as obvious on where to do it. So they sent me a link to check something. But when you click the link on your phone, it opens your app and you can't do it. So I call up this institution and I get this guy, Drew. I assume he's working from home. It sounded like he's working from home. Okay. It's great. So I said, hey, listen, I need you to help me. Before we can get started, I need your Social Security card ID. I said, my number? Yeah. Social Security number. Last 4 digits. So I give it to him. Okay. So I prove who I am. And I said, look, I'm in the app. And I can't find where in the app I have to do, I'm just going to say deposit the money. It wasn't deposit the money, but let's just say that's what I wanted to do. I can't find, there's no obvious place in the app to deposit the money. I can't find where in the app. Can you please tell me where in the app it is to deposit the money? He says, sir, you need to go to the app store and search for, I'm going to say Oracle. It's not Oracle, but let's say Oracle. He says, you need to search for the Oracle app and download the Oracle app. Sir, Drew, was it? I have the Oracle app. I can't find where in the app I can deposit money. Well, it's very simple. You open your App Store or Google Play and you click on the microscope and then you type in Oracle app and then download it. Sir, I have the app. I'm in the app. Where in the app? He says, if you have the app, then you have to go to your phone, open up your app drawer, find the magnifying glass and search for the app.
Wow.
Drew, I have the app. You're not listening to me. I have the app. I'm in the app. Where in the app?
But he's reading off of a script. He hasn't gotten to you yet. He hasn't gotten to the part where
you're...
No, I think
he got hit over the head with a shovel. So I said, Drew, I have the app. And he says, okay, well, first you need to download it.
Oh, boy.
I have the app, Drew. Drew, don't do me a favor, please. Don't tell me to download the app again. Can we establish that?
Did you sometimes ever think that people are just fucking with you?
No.
They just want to make you angry.
Well, I was looking for the hidden camera in my car, but no. So I said, Drew, can we just establish a baseline of I have the app? I just can't find where to download where to deposit money. He says, oh, well, if you can't find the app, you have to go to the app drawer in your phone. Do you have an iPhone or an Android? And I said, Drew, buddy, I'm staying calm, Scary. I have the app. Downloaded the app like 2 years ago. But wow. I've never had to do this function before. Can you just help me? Or you know what? If you could transfer me to somebody else, doesn't have to be a supervisor, Drew. Just because, now, by the way, you're like, why didn't you just hang up and call back?
Yeah.
It was like 25 minutes on hold to get anybody. So wow. I'm trying my best here while I'm on the phone. So he says, sir, you're not listening to me. Oh, I'm not. Oh, go ahead, Drew. What do you need me to do? I need you to download the app. Drew, stop. Stop. Now, by the way, one of my dog's names is Drew. So now the dog is freaking out. Because the dog thinks I'm yelling at him. I said, Drew, please, I need your help here, buddy. Either transfer me to somebody else or just help me. Sir, I am helping you. You're not listening. You need to download the app. I have the app. Wow. I can't find where to deposit it. Well, if you can't find it, you gotta go in your app drawer. Is it on your home screen? Oh my God, stop it. So I go, stop it. He says, sir, why are you yelling at me? Why am I yelling at you? I said, Drew, listen. I understand you can't help me. I understand that no matter what I ask you, you're telling me to go to the App Store and download it. I get that. but you legitimately can't understand why I'm yelling? That's the part I have to draw the line. I gotta go. He said, sir, don't you yell at me. And he hung up on me.
Wow.
So I called back. I waited the 20 minutes and I spoke to Marianne. And she, you know what she said to me?
What?
Oh, you can't do that in the app. You gotta go to the website and do it. That was the result. It's not possible to do in the app. So
the motherfucker.
So fuck you, Oracle app. Not really the company. And fuck you, Drew. That's a new one. Add that hashtag fuck you, Drew. F you, Drew. That may be, I'm more pissed at Drew than Abe 77. That's how mad I am at Drew.
Oh, come on now.
George Bullwinkle wouldn't have done that to me.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, gee, Rocky. Would you like to hear a story of hope? Because I want to do a positive. Can I give you a positive?
Yeah.
But I think I spoke to Drew's cousin.
Right.
About two years ago. All right, I'm going to tell you about the tires I bought.
Right. And then we have to talk about the
free shit for us.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to all this.
All right. Very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
It is. It will be. Podcast with Skeery and Brody. Do you want to do the free shit for us? And I'll tell you about my tire purchase.
I think we... Let me catch my breath on the tire thing. Just take deep breaths.
This is a big deal.
Free shit for us. Oh, we're off base here.
We're off. Let them do it.
Free shit for us.
You can always send us free shit. We get excited for free shit.
We haven't gotten free shit in a while.
I was just going to point that out. You could always send us free shit send it to the radio station, Z100 Radio, in care
just
of...
Just Google that.
Skeery Jones, because I'm at the studio every day.
S-K-E-E-R-Y.
Jones. That
J-O-N-E-S.
32 Avenue of the Americas.
6th Avenue is easy to write. 32
6th Avenue.
Yeah.
New York, New York, 10013. Now, this came in the form of a personal delivery in a van. Wait a second. We gotta let us explain. There's an artist. His name is David. He has a
great last name. Give his last name. I love his last name. Pettiford.
David Pettiford.
Is it Pettiford? P-E-T-T-I-F-O-R-D. Pettiford.
Is it Pettiford or Pettiford?
It's Pettiford.
Okay, David Pettiford. Very proper. He's from the Philly area. He is an artist, a painter. I mean, he does a lot of great stuff on canvas. He does a lot of street art. He does so many great things. You could check him out, by the way, on Instagram at Banshee Boy. That's B-A-N-S-H-E-E-B-O-Y. And then underscore.
Two underscores.
And you're going to see the kind of work he does. So because he's a slice and a slice full, he wanted to do something really special. This guy, the art he makes, people like Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets, Chris Brickley from the, where does he play?
Louisville Cardinals in the NCAA men's basketball.
Yeah, they purchased art off of him. Now, when you buy art from an artist, the prices are they're eye-popping. There could be thousands of dollars for physical art because sometimes these pieces take a long time and a lot of labor. So, you know, you're not going to get these for, you know, like, $10, $20. So, but David has been working with charities, right? He basically did these children's charities around Philly and donated a lot of stuff.
He created the mascot, right? So he's got a character, Zap Bear. His name is Zap. It's a little adorable bear that he puts into all his works of art so you know that they're his works.
Yeah.
And he created this mascot, his mascot, to raise funds for children with special needs and sick children in the Philly area. And he's going to be making a huge donation after the launch of what we're talking about to the Philadelphia Eagles Autism Speaks Foundation, which is, of course, located in Philly, where a lot of you guys live. And the bear's adorable.
Yeah.
I got to say. And so he made a giant a custom painting for us that he split into two halves.
So unnecessary. When I say that, I mean... Dude, you took a lot of time and energy and effort to do this. And it's on his Instagram of him, the making of our picture.
Right, and I think Skeery and I both put up Insta stories as he was painting it, which, I've never owned a painting before that I watched getting painted, other than, like, me holding a baseball bat at the amusement park when they draw you, like, with a giant head and a baseball bat.
And a sandwich.
And a sandwich, yeah, and big teeth. Other than that, you know, we watched it being created.
Right.
And so it's a skyline of Manhattan with a Brooklyn Bridge. And the Bears are like Met colored baseball hats.
Yeah.
He put FU Abe 77 on it for us.
That was so cool. Yeah. So one is an orange and blue baseball cap, and one is blue and orange for Mets and whatever. And yeah. But the best part is when they're on canvas, and when they're side by side, it's one continuous skyline with the two Bears next to each other.
May move in with Skiri just so we can put our pictures back
together.
Just so we can
put them together again. So it's kind of like, it's almost like when you have a broken heart necklace where I have one
two
heart.
Two best friends, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the BFFs where I have one heart of the locket and you have the other. So we have two halves of this painting.
If they find Skiri, like his body in his apartment someday, I'll bring the painting to show that I'm allowed to go in the apartment and look around. I go, look, I got the other half.
Right.
I have the other half of the painting.
It's so colorful and brilliant. I mean, the colors really pop in person. You can't, a picture doesn't do it.
So thank you. First and foremost, David. Thank you very much.
And thanks for I love the FU Abe 77 on there. That's kind of cool too.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. So he tagged it BB. Now, is that for Banshee Boy or Brooklyn Boys on the paintings?
I think it's for Brooklyn Boys.
Well, that's what I'm going to go with.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's a good question.
Could be for, but that's the synergy. Anyway, that's the perfect of it.
We each have a Zap Bear and whatever the case on our paintings. And now let's take this to part two, which can involve you guys, the slices. This is going to be a little hard to describe because these are, now we're talking about NFTs because a lot of these artists are doing these collectibles. They're called non-fungible tokens, but you don't have to know
you
that.
You can't funge them. You cannot funge them.
So because the art world is now moving into the NFT space where you can order, you can have your own one of a kind, something that's thousands of dollars, which would be a physical piece of painting. For like maybe $100 or so, you can have your own digital version of something that it has a unique quality to it. Because the Zap Bear in each of these, each version of this will be a little bit different from the next.
I like to think of it as owning stock in a company.
Yeah.
You're buying stock in it. Like, look, you can buy moments in movies. You can buy like moments in sports.
Sports.
So you can buy an NFT of a painting.
Yeah.
And so he's going to unveil March 12th.
March 12th.
I don't know when you're listening to this podcast,
March
12th, 2022.
Yeah.
He's going to launch new paintings.
Yep.
And this whole NFT project where you can buy NFTs of these paintings.
Right.
And you can sell the NFTs to other people if they go up in value, whatever. You can trade them. But I'm fascinated by it.
Well, the NFT, a word about the NFT space in general, that's where it is this year. Everyone's talking about crypto and that's where, and you know, listen, forget it, stocks and all that other stuff. Great. Crypto was last year. NFTs, 2022 is the year of the NFT. So if you were to get your hands on one of these originals, because each one will be a little different from the next because they'll each have a different nuance to them, for like $100 or so, whatever it is, you could hold on to it and it will go up in value and then you could sell it on the open market on a place called OpenSea. Okay, that's for later down the road. But we want you to keep in mind March 12th because our friend David is going to be doing the minting on March 12th. The minting is when they hit a button and all of the orders will be fulfilled and everyone will get a copy of this Zap Bear in the setting, but each one will be different from the next. So if I have a digital art NFT bear, mine might be holding a soda can, but David Brody's
a chicken palm hero.
Might be a chicken palm hero. Or it might be maybe the
grape soda.
Yeah, right. It could be a little new. They're all different. That is what makes them valuable and what makes the value go up on the secondary market.
Yeah.
So
look, if you guys are interested, we're gonna throw out some websites and stuff, but we're going to put it on our social where you can, because it's going to be hard to remember. You can obviously rewind.
Right.
The website. Right?
Right.
Is zapbearnft.com, but bear is spelled B-A-I-R.
And zap so is it's two
right.
P's.
Right.
So we're going to spell it out.
zappbearnft.com/TheBrooklynBoys.
Right.
And I believe you'll be able to see our paintings.
zapbearnft.com/TheBrooklynBoys. And what that does is it gives you a personal page for all Brooklyn Boys slices where you get on the whitelist, where they whitelist you, meaning where you'll have the opportunity to, you know, and again, it's free to join this piece. You don't have to worry about that. You know, you don't have to worry about spending money right there. But go on there to get on the whitelist and see what's up. And then at the same time, we want you to join the Discord. Now, Discord is like the community, like a Reddit or a like a Twitter, where the communities of the art world and other worlds come together and talk about NFT projects and upcoming things.
And if to quote my friend Drew, just download the app.
That's
the Discord app.
Download the Discord app. Yeah. But you also you want to search for Zap Bear NFT
on Discord.
Get in it on that community, if that makes any sense.
And we'll post it all on our social media, probably the Brooklyn Boys page, so you guys can see it and find it all. But we wanted to let you know, we're very excited. We got the paintings.
Yeah.
I already hung mine up in one of the bedrooms. I have teal walls, this teal in the painting. I'm going to put up a picture of it. It looks great.
And follow him at Banshee Boy, BanSheeBoy, __ on Instagram.
Watch him paint the stuff because he puts up video of him painting, which is pretty cool.
But definitely get on the white list for the Brooklyn Boys page on that site that we just gave you. Okay, good. All right. I know it was a lot. Brody and I talked about this before we did the podcast. Like, well, how are we going to explain this? Because we're explaining the new concept.
Yeah.
And again, you may be listening to this 3-4 years down the road, and you're like, NFTs? It's like, what is internet? Almost like you know what an NFT is by this point. Because, but right now, it's very, very new, and it's where it's going. It's part of the metaverse. You've heard of the metaverse, people buying real estate in the metaverse. I still don't understand it very well, but... You know,
but anyway, but Skay owns a 4-bedroom NFT house. That's good. All right, so here's something I learned. There is a difference. Well, did you know that gift cards don't expire, but legally they're not supposed to be able to expire, but similar things do. And I want to tell you what happened. So I teased it before. About 2 years ago, I had to put 4 new tires on the all-wheel drive car that my wife drives.
All
and
4.
Yeah, because they wear out evenly usually if you rotate them properly. And the car needed 4 tires. You can't put all-wheel drive 3 tires. You have to put all 4. And I needed all 4. So they had a promotion at Firestone. I don't mind mentioning the company name. And it was something to the effect of buy 4 tires, get a $100 gift card. $100 gift card, right? So I thought, wow, it's like basically $100 off. That's great. Now, it wasn't $100 off Firestone. It was a $100 Visa gift card, like a, you know, Firestone gift card.
Sure.
So I did the thing. I bought the stuff. I got the car, fill out the paperwork. And well, I got it 2 weeks later, whatever it was, I got the card in the mail. And I said, you know what? Rather than just spend it on dinner or something, I'm going to put it away. I'll put it on, you know, my dresser and my little box of gift cards and business cards. And when I have to make a repair on my car, I'll use that towards the repair of a car. You know, car money back, use it on a car. Okay?
Right.
That was 2 years ago. So I needed to do a repair on one of my cars. And I'm like, yes, you know what? I'm going to use the Firestone $100 card. This is great. So I go to use the card. And the guy at the shop says to me, the card's expired. I can't take it. I go, expired? What? And I look and it expired 6/20. 21. 6/21. 6/21. Something like that. So... it was a year after I got it. Roughly.
Wow.
So I made the repair in 2020. I said, that's bullshit. So there's a number on the back of the card. It's the rewards company, right? So I call up the reward company and I say, listen, you know, it's been a hectic year and a half with
just,
COVID.
Just say COVID,
thing.
Right? You dropped right, a C word.
Yeah, I go, you know what? I said, working from home, I'm not driving the car much. I'm not making repairs, you know, whatever. I said, I went to use the card and it's expired. Gift cards aren't supposed to expire. So he says to me, well, this isn't a gift card. It's a gift credit. I said,
what?
It's a gift reward. That's what he said. It's a gift reward. I said, but it's a gift card. Nope, gift rewards expire. And I'm sorry, we don't reissue them. There's nothing we can do. I said, sir, hold on there.
You're taking it to David Brody.
Yeah, so I said,
I'm David Brody.
I said, look, I don't know what the difference is between a gift card and a gift reward card, but what is the purpose of giving someone $100 and then making it expire? Sir, we don't reissue them. I got that. I got you don't reissue them, but I'd like to know why your company... I said, you work for Firestone, right? Well, we're technically Firestone's reward company. Oh, so you're not Firestone. We're their reward company. So that you're a subsidiary of Firestone. No, we're the reward company that we work with Firestone.
So pause a second. I did learn that a lot of companies outsource their rewards to third-party companies, which
so
they did.
So I said...
That have nothing to do with the main company.
So he says, sir, there was a letter included with that explained it. I said, okay, first of all, it was 2 years ago. Second of all, I got to be honest. Scary, back me up here. Who reads the letter that comes with the gift card? I open up and go, gift card!
Right.
You read the letter?
You told him that, though?
Yeah, I said I didn't read the thing because who reads that?
I mean, I agree. I do the same thing you do, but now you're in the wrong for not reading it if you admit it.
But if I read that, if I admit that I read it, then he goes, you read it. You should know better. So I said, sir, let me ask you a question. Is there someone in your department or maybe a supervisor I could ask? Because, you know, extenuating circumstances, COVID, the whole thing. Sir, we don't reissue them. I said, so... No. Would it make sense if I call Firestone? Sir, we don't reissue this.
Sir, did you download the app?
Yeah, download it. So I said, sir,
did you download the app?
I said something similar to Drew. I said, sir, please stop repeating, we don't reissue the cards. We can't reactivate it, is what he kept saying to me. We don't reactivate it. I said, I'm not asking you to reactivate it. Can you reissue me a card? Just send me a new card. Sir, we don't reactivate the cards. Nope. I'll chop this one up. Don't want you to reactivate it. Can you reissue it? Then he goes, we don't reissue it. Then he started the loop of we don't reissue. No matter what I asked him, we don't reissue. So I said, is there someone else I could speak to? They're going to tell you the same thing, sir. We don't reissue. You should have looked at the card. And he got like condescending with me. So I said, oh, you know what? You have a nice day. So what would you have done at that point, Scary?
Well, I know you're expecting me to say, just roll over and say, fuck it, and then move on with my life.
Right. That's what you would have done.
It's what is it? It's $100?
$100. Because it was 50, you'd go, yeah, Brody, it's no worth your trouble for 50. $100.
I don't know, man. I might give it one last, just for the principle behind it. I might give it one last shake.
Here's what I did. I'm telling you guys this slices because I want you to remember my lesson. Never give up. Never give up. Play the American music in the background. You fight for what's right. You fight for your right to party.
That's right.
So I called Firestone. I called the good folks at Firestone Tire. Mm. I believe it's Firestone Bridgestone. I think they merged. Don't quote me on it. Yeah. So I called Firestone Bridgestone.
Yeah, a little company.
Flintstone. I called all of the Stones. I called the Rolling Stones. And I said to the guy, listen, I have a problem with this thing. He says, oh, that's unfortunate. I said, yeah, and the guy at the rewards company was very rude to me, and he wouldn't help me. And I said, I spent a lot of money. Oh, by the way, I left out a part. Can I backtrack for a second? After the douchebag wouldn't help me, I called the Firestone location, and I told the guy, listen, I spoke to the manager, and I knew who he was because I remembered his name. And I said, hey, listen, I bought 4 tires from you. You had a promotion a couple years ago. Oh, yeah, I remember that. You know the card expires? He goes, I did not know that. Oh, you didn't know that? I said, well, I didn't know it either.
And if someone, said, an employee of the company doesn't know that, how is the customer supposed to know that?
I said, I'm out $100. So he says to me, here's what I'll do. Give me your name. Gave him the name. He says, next time you come in, I will make sure to take off. If I can't do 100, I will take off enough off your charge that you will feel a little better.
There you go.
I said, okay, that's good. That's good. All right. So I got that. I got my free dessert from the guy. I got his name. He wrote my name down. All good.
A story of hope.
Then I called Firestone, Bridgestone, Flintstone. Okay.
You called him back again.
I called the company back, not the rewards company, the real company.
Ah.
And I spoke to Matt, and I told him the problem. He says, oh, that's very unfortunate. We don't want that to happen. We want you to be a happy customer.
Here's your $100.
He said, give me your address. I'll send you the card right away.
So now you got $150 back.
Yeah, I got $100 plus the discount at the location for my troubles. Boom, free dessert.
Boom.
I got my $100 back that they, I was so, listen, you could lie down and be out the $100 or you could ask for what's right in the world.
You didn't get free dessert. You got the whole fucking cake.
Well, I got my dessert back because I got the dessert for the 4 tire purchase.
Yeah.
And they see I'm a regular customer there. So the manager was like, I see you're a regular customer here, whatever, I'll hook you up.
Dude, that's a lot of dessert, dude. You be careful. You may be a fourth quarter Scary before you know it.
That's funny.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
So I'm giggly and giddy because I had a similar experience of what you were just talking about earlier with a hotel where the rewards company fucked me over on my night and when I went to Nashville, and then I called the actual corporate people because they outsourced their rewards services, their program, I ended up getting double dessert as well. So there is a way to get it. It depends on the company and the situation that you may be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I just that when I went to Nashville, it was the same exact. I was pissed off because of the. I told the story on this podcast. It was last year. I was so angry because
I don't listen.
They didn't check me in. Yeah, what's that?
No, I'm joking. Yeah,
I know.
Well, that's the thing. You can't let companies shit on you. Because they're like, we don't need to help you. It's your fault. Yeah, it was technically my fault, but you shouldn't give $100 that expires. That's a dick move. Dick move. You know what? I wanted to just jump back to the Dyson vacuum cleaner for a second.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I really pay attention to the text messages that come in to the Elvis Duran morning show. And when you talked about the Dyson vacuum, I know a lot of people text in sometimes and we say you should Google that. But this one I was beyond my, it made my brain melt. Somebody texted in, what is a Dyson vacuum?
And they spelled it right too.
Yeah. To which I replied, what is a Samsung phone? What is a Toyota car? What is a McDonald's hamburger?
What is
what?
It?
It's a vacuum made by Dyson.
Right.
What is a Dyson vacuum? You couldn't Google that. What is a Dyson vacuum? Do they think it's some special type of vacuum? In which case, then go look it up.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I got, we got a do better text today.
I saw
which
that.
Which is Elvis's lead. If you want to get blocked.
Yeah.
If you want to get completely, by the way, when we block you, you don't get an alert that says you're blocked. When you text us, it doesn't say you're blocked.
So
we will just never see your text messages
again.
So
at one time in my life, and I said that, I didn't say this on the air though, but I told Elvis in private, and I'll tell you, you weren't listening at that moment. I think the number one thing that pisses me off when I see on a text message or anyone in life is when they write SMH, which stands for shaking my head. Yeah. However, do better. The do better people now have surpassed the SMHs.
Yes.
I do think do better is my number one. Go fuck yourself. Meaning like
I'm very
I cannot
disappointed
stand
in you over blah, SMH. Blah, blah. You're very listen. We don't that whole. I'm very
do
disappointed
better.
In you. Do better. You think that's going to go over well? You think we're going to look at it and go, you know what? This person we don't know who is offended by something that isn't offensive. That you shouldn't be offended by, that we were talking positively about something, you were going to go, you know what? We should do better. We should do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do better, you're blocked. And you'll never know it. We'll just never see it. You'll be screaming into the void at that point. So here's the last, this ended funnily.
Funnily. Funny.
Yes. Yep.
It ended funny.
Yeah. So, you know, Eminem took a knee at the halftime show. Regardless of why he took the knee, he took a knee at the halftime show. It was very controversial. Right?
I barely noticed it.
Right. So somebody texted in and they said, anyone notice Eminem taking a knee? So I wrote back, yeah, the entire world. Like he thought he was the only person that saw that, right? So then he wrote back, LOL, too funny how the camera was trying to look away and pulled away from him immediately, didn't cover him at all. So I said, that's not true.
You saw it.
The camera was on him a lot. We all saw it. You saw it. He's trending on Twitter number one. Everyone's talking about it. The camera didn't pull. He was trying to make like a big thing. Like, did you see the camera pulled away? It wouldn't show him. I said, you know, the camera showed him multiple times. No, he didn't. So I went on YouTube. I found the video and I sent him the link where you could see they showed him three times. Right. Yeah. So this person wrote back, oh shit. My apologies. You right. It was a while. Thank you. This must be someone like Brody texting, trying to prove somebody wrong.
Of
LOL.
Of course. You spend your morning doing it. Well, we know now. We've confirmed that you're not sleeping.
Right.
You know. So you're
right.
Actually.
So this person's name is Juan. This person's name is Juan. Juan, shout out to you, buddy.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you, not only did you admit you were wrong, but you knew it was me. Yeah. So thank you very much.
I gotta say, I have a fucking sty in my eye. I got something in my eye right now. I don't know what.
Is that a real thing? It's like a poem, like I got a sty in my eye.
I don't know what this is. So I woke up and like I have like one of my eyes has like extra long bags in it. You know, so everyone has little bags
for your
circles
trip? Ready for your trip?
No, under the eye.
Yeah.
Well, one of my eyes is except there's a circle that's going down to like almost my cheek. It's almost like a dent in my fucking face right now. And my eye has been twinging and hurting me and irritated for the last day or so. And I don't know if it's a sty or something or a pimple, but I don't want to rub it because then I'm just going to make it worse. But it's sitting here and I'm like, what do I need to do? And it's
I hope they let you on the plane with that.
Well, it's not noticeable. It's only the only thing is no. It just looks like I haven't gotten sleep in my left eye. It's weird, but my right eye.
Because it's uneven. Winking?
No. My eyes are open, but one of them has a deeper bag under it than the other. My guess is a bag. It's swollen. My guess is the bag is swollen. I don't know what I'm saying right now. It's just bothering the hell out of me right now. But
all right.
But I mean. I don't know. Is there a doctor in the house or what?
I don't know. I would Google that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would WebMD that shit. You may have something.
I'm going to ask the guy who asked what a Dyson vacuum was.
Yeah. What is Dyson vacuum?
What is that? Yeah.
What is a Dyson vacuum? Do you have Google on your phone? Yeah. If not, download the app.
So we have a couple of voicemails that we didn't get to.
Oh, yeah. I have some audio. Let's do the voicemails
first. Let's do that.
And then, only two, though. Only two voicemails.
Only two. Yeah.
And again, a reminder, our phone number is 218-FU-ABE-77.
That's 218 FU-ABE-77.
You guys know it by now. All right. Call us up.
Oh, wait. I didn't connect it. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Son of a bitch. No,
$275 million equipment and you don't have it. Doesn't auto connect? No,
it will auto connect, but I didn't turn it on before the podcast.
All right. You want to play my audio clips then?
Yeah, let's do that first.
All right. So, do you have Sportswoman?
Yes.
I want you to play the clip and tell me how old you think this woman is by her voice.
The game is being played in Los Angeles, but Los Angeles not really the home team in the game. So a 4 or 4.5 point favorite. Total here is 48.5. And with the number moving a little bit towards Los Angeles, I think if you like Cincinnati, you can probably wait a little bit. The worst that's going to happen is that you're going to lose the 4.5.
Sounds like a guy to begin with.
Does it?
It sounds like a guy.
Okay. Because it sounds like a woman who smokes cigarettes to me.
Right.
All right. It's a guy. I wanted to trick you and have you say it sounds like a 50-year-old.
By the way, I had no idea. I really, it does sound like a guy. It's borderline.
The guy is always on New York radio talking about gambling, and to me, sounds like a woman who smokes a couple packs of cigarettes. You have the Shopify clip.
Uh huh.
So this is a woman and her allegedly teenage daughter. So the woman is selling stuff on Shopify. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a website you sell stuff on, and it sells stuff on social media for you, whatever. So first of all, I want you to listen how bad the actress is playing the daughter, how she definitely is not a teenager, right? And the woman says where she's selling the stuff, and then listen to the girl's first question and then stop it.
Okay.
Okay.
Woohoo! 300 Shopify sales! How? Where are you selling 300 pairs of tap shoes, Mom?
With our Shopify store.
She just said, woo,
yeah.
Shopify.
Well, let's try it one more time, huh?
Woohoo, 300 Shopify sales. How? Where are you selling 300 pairs of tap shoes, Mom?
With our Shopify store, we can connect and sell everywhere. Facebook, right, Instagram, right. TikTok.
Okay, so she just yelled Shopify, right? So now listen to the rest of the commercial where the mother was making money.
We know why they did it, because they want to get their product out there. They want a reason to say it twice in the commercial.
Right, but
they are advertising.
Peter Millar would know how to do that. So then I want you to listen to the mother. She's got a career for herself, right? She's doing really well. And listen to what the daughter tells her to do. Go ahead.
Woohoo! 300 Shopify sales. How? Where are you selling 300 pairs of tap shoes, Mom?
With our Shopify store, we can connect and sell everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it.
You did all that.
Yes, I customized our store exactly the way I wanted, and it was so easy. 302.
Mom, stop.
The woman is selling stuff. She goes, Mom, stop. Stop.
What? Mom,
what, is she
stop.
Embarrassed in her house that she's making money? I don't get the commercial.
These are horribly written and even worse acted. This is disgusting.
Mom, where?
Stop.
Stop.
Where? Stop making money, Mom. Whatever you do, stop. Because it's too much money coming into the house.
Cut it out, Mom.
You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing. My friends are going to find out you're making money and you should be like making dinner for Dad. What are you doing? You know, she's 40 and like in her resume, it says like her voiceover resume, it says can do teenage girl.
Yeah.
Mom, where? I don't get it. Stop. I just sold it on Shopify.
And you know what? Go fuck yourself to the writers who just who put this schlock together and then call it a commercial.
The woman says, I just sold stuff on Spotify. Where? How? And then she goes, Shopify. And then the woman goes into talking points. Doesn't even answer her. She goes, it's a commercial. Shopify lets you sell stuff on Facebook and TikTok.
Here, I'm ringing up the money. I'm ringing up the money. I'm bringing in the money. I'm bringing in the money. Stop.
What are you doing? Women don't work. Your dad does the work. What are you doing?
I can't believe it. Mom, stop.
Stop it. Okay, I want to get the name of the... So Peter May. Peter May, 29 on...
Is that short for Peter Maylar?
Peter May, yes, Peter Maylar. Do you have the Chevy Equinox commercial?
Yeah.
Now, I noticed this, but Peter noticed it also and DM'd me and reminded me to do it for the podcast because it doesn't make any sense. So there's a couple, a man and a woman are in a car. It happens to be a Chevy Equinox. And they're talking about what they want for dinner.
Actually, and then at I don't have that.
Chevy Equinox?
No.
Then I'll play the clip on my phone. I don't have that one. I'll play it on my phone. So they're driving. They're like, what do you want for dinner? And so the guy is suggesting stuff to her. And she's like, nah, 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 nah. And so they almost, the car stops short. And they almost hit a truck that says tacos on it. So he's like, oh, we should get tacos, which is not really the point of the commercial. The point of the commercial is the car brakes really well. But in listen to the food that she says she just ate. And listen to the suggestions and what she says she doesn't like. All right, here we go. See if I can pull it up. Hold on.
How about sushi?
I just had sushi for lunch yesterday. Indian?
Maybe. How about seafood?
You know I don't like seafood.
How about tacos?
Okay.
Tacos.
I had sushi for lunch. What do you want? How about seafood? You know I don't like seafood. You just had sushi
you
for lunch.
You said sushi for lunch.
I don't like seafood.
Wait, say that again. Let me do it again.
Play the commercial. Hold on. Here we go.
I love it.
Pull it up. Hold on.
How about sushi?
I just had sushi for lunch yesterday. Indian?
Maybe. How about seafood?
You know I don't like seafood.
Right there. Busted.
Okay, first of all, sushi I don't know how long seafood. They've been dating, but how do you know not know that your girl doesn't like seafood, first of all? Second of all, she just told you she eats sushi. Don't tell me that seafood is... Sushi is part of the seafood category.
It absolutely is.
So if you were to go, oh, I don't eat seafood. Now, if you said, I don't like shellfish, I don't like clams, whatever.
Right.
But why wouldn't, for the sake of the commercial, why wouldn't you be like, you want pizza? Nah, I don't like pizza.
Nah, I don't like pizza.
Why would you say seafood and sushi in the same commercial?
Because, again, the writers have their heads up their fucking asses.
Heads up their asses. All right, let me see what else. Oh, did we play skier porn? We did play skier porn. I want to do a little grammar police as part of my sound. Can we have the grammar police jingle, please?
We do. Is this Havoc?
I'm going to play Havoc, the two Faith Hill clips. And then I got
okay.
I have another clip.
I got to go from one to the other.
Okay.
Oh, you got to give me some time. We're looking for grammar police?
Grammar police, jingle please.
Grammar police. Grammar police.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this guy, I'm going to play this off my phone first. Meals by Cuj, C-U-G.
Love him. Love him. We got to get him on the podcast. Several listeners have said, you guys got to have Meals by Cuj on your podcast. He's a Brooklyn guy who reviews Brooklyn food.
Right, and everything he does, he insults your sister.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, there's an extra layer of cheese on this, like your sister.
Look at this roast beef dripping like your sister on a Friday night. Ugh.
Right. So I want to call out, it's a common Brooklyn mistake. He's talking about how hot the coffee is. All right, let me get this ready here. Hold on. Play the video, got on the video. Okay, here we go. This is not the right word to describe hot coffee.
Hey, cuisine.
Coffee's scalding hot.
Okay. Scolding hot?
Coffee is not scolding hot. Scolding is when you yell at your kid. It's scolding hot with an A. So I just wanted to, I love you, Cuj, but yeah. So I got, yeah. Where's the other clip here? Oh, okay. You have Havoc?
I got to go back to it.
I'm like, well, you want to do Faith Hill? What do you want to do next?
I got them both. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Give me Faith Hill 1. This is Faith Hill on Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
I only have Faith Hill 2.
Well, then I'll play Faith Hill 1, you ding.
Tune of the national anthem.
No.
There's a band out there ready to
No, it's a cappella.
Acapello?
Acapello.
What the fuck?
You got Faith Hill 2?
Yes.
Play Faith Hill 2. It's
No, it's acapello.
Acapello.
No, it's acapello.
Acapello.
It's acapella. She's a singer. Now, I looked online. There's nowhere where acapello is acceptable. I thought maybe like, you know, parts of Italy, they said, nope.
No, Faith Hill. No, it's acapello.
Acapello.
Wow.
Maybe she's thinking of was it the Acapellio Islands, whatever? Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. Okay. Here is a, you have Havoc?
Yeah.
This is a sportscaster on New York television.
It was Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Floyd wrecking havoc when the Rams
crashed. Wrecking havoc? No.
You don't wreck havoc.
You wreak havoc.
That's right.
Or you wreck things. But right. not both.
You don't wreak havoc.
He's getting the words confused. Oh, my God.
That is correct. Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry there.
Now, let's go.
What else you got?
I got a couple of voicemails. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Fine. Right. Oh, yeah.
All right. So here we are. Voicemails. Here we are. So this is a voicemail that came in from area code 256. Wow. On Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m. Damn Ooh. It. You guys are up early commenting and calling 218-FU-ABE-77.
Well, they're still up.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Sorry, I got cut off on my last message. This is Trucker Sam here talking about the bikinis that you were wanting for the lady. You should do the pizza slice as the crotch and the pepperonis as the breast cut. And then have Brooklyn boys across the back of it. Have a good day, Brody and Scary.
Thanks. So
love that, Brody and Scary.
So what we're talking about is
areolas.
Pepperoni for the areola. Oh, my God. No one's going to buy these. We're talking, by the way, if you're just wondering what's going on, we're thinking about introducing.
From last week, you listened in order, episode 206. I said we should have a Brooklyn Boys bikini. Would you want Brody on the left breast and Skiri on the right breast for Brody and Skiri? Or the other way around, Skiri and Brody?
Or do you want someone on the crotch or someone on the ass or whatever the case? But the point is, we need to figure out how we're going to design this bikini. But first, we got to clear the shelves with 15% off at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. You were listening earlier in the podcast. You know, 15% off using code FUABE77. So, yes, that is a very interesting suggestion. Thank you so much from Sam the truck driver. Okay.
Yep.
And we have one more from area code 479. It's looking like Fayetteville, Arkansas checking in. If it would play, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Scary and Brody. Brody and Scary. Mm. This is Jacob, and I was listening to your latest episode of you guys talking about the swimsuits. And why don't you guys do a reversible top? You can do blue fabric and orange letters on one side and orange fabric and blue letters on the other side. And then your listeners can choose whose names they want to do first. They can put Brody and Scary on one side and Scary and Brody on the other.
I like that.
I
love that, right. Actually. I love that. But
Wait a minute. Then our names are on the inside. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll be closer to to the nip.
The pepperonis.
Closer to the pepperonis. I don't know. I just feel like this is going to be a complete disaster. I'd like to know if the slices, would you even consider buying these bikinis? And then you know what? Then
and it a just, pizza slice on your crotch?
It excludes all the guys. It's just going to be for women then, I guess.
Well, unless we do like a... Yeah,
box of shorts, which is a sausage for guys. A swimsuit, like a banana hammock.
Oh, banana hammock.
Sausage pizza.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got options.
We do. Thank you for the suggestions. I do have found, and there was a couple other voicemails that came in, also talking about the bikinis. The bikini is a hot topic amongst the slices right now. They are talking about it. So let
us know.
Might
be a thing.
You think we're going to go there this summer? You think furthermore, you think I can get my girlfriend Robin into one? You think she would wear it?
Well, once she sees my names on it, absolutely.
Ah, you're a dick.
She would wear Brody and Skiri.
Skiri and Brody.
The boys from...
Ooh, you can get a fourth quarter bathing suit with Brody and Skiri.
Brooklyn!